I want you to just picture your morning routine for a second. You wake up, you grab your phone, maybe you check the news, and then, like, you know, millions of other people, you open up your go-to AI app.
Right, the one you use for basically everything now.
Exactly. You probably use it to help draft a difficult email or summarize some dense article for work or just organize your schedule for the day. Now, imagine waking up on February 28, 2026. And instead of opening that app, you deliberately, permanently delete it from your device.
Just entirely gone.
Entirely gone. And you aren't the only one doing it. Millions of people all over the world made that exact same decision on that exact same day. It was the day we saw the first massive consumer revolt in the artificial intelligence era.
Yeah, the scale of it was just unprecedented.
Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to really unpack this event. An event that completely shook the tech world to its core, the great ChatGPT exodus. And to really understand how and why this happened, we've pulled together an incredible stack of sources for you.
We've got a lot of ground to cover today.
We really do. We are looking at hard market analytics from Sensor Tower. We've got the actual leaked government contract details, the ones that sparked the entire controversy. We're examining public statements from major tech CEOs, and we are even looking at direct interviews with the everyday users who decided to just walk away. Okay, let's unpack this.
It is a phenomenal topic to dive into today because the sheer scale of this event is staggering. But what we really need to establish right out of the gate is that this is not just some standard tech story about, you know, user acquisition or app retention.
Well, bigger than that.
Much bigger. This is a profound cultural turning point.
Yeah.
This was the exact moment where the ethics of artificial intelligence collided head on with consumer convenience. And just to be completely clear with you, as we get into this material, our goal in this deep dive is to impartially examine the facts.
Just the facts.
Exactly. We are going to look very closely at the details of these government contracts and the massive user reactions they triggered. But we aren't here to take a stance on the military use of AI or to, you know, judge the corporate policies of these companies. We're simply here to follow the data, connect the dots, and see what the sources tell us.
Yeah, and I really want to start by looking at the numbers from Sensor Tower, because they completely contradict this long-held industry assumption. The assumption that users don't actually care about corporate ethics as long as a product is useful.
Right, the old convenience is king argument.
Exactly. So let's go back to the morning of February 28th. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, publishes a blog post. And at first glance, this post seemed totally routine, just another corporate update on a random Tuesday.
Yeah, standard press release format.
Right. He announced that OpenAI had signed a contract with the U.S. Department of Defense and the Pentagon, and the stated goal was to, and I quote, advance national security. Now, historically, that sounds like standard tech industry meets government synergy.
Usually that barely makes a blip on the consumer radar.
But the reaction from the public this time was anything but standard. The analytics highlight a completely unprecedented exodus. So before this announcement, ChatGPT's daily uninstall rate was hovering around 9%, which is, you know, fairly normal for a major app, people clearing space, whatever.
Sure, standard churn.
But on February 28th, that number surged to 35.5%.
That is just, I mean, it's a massive 295% increase overnight.
Overnight. And the App Store reviews followed the exact same trajectory. One-star reviews skyrocketed from 2.3% to 20.1%. That is a 775% jump. Meanwhile, their five-star reviews basically got cut in half. They dropped from 68% down to 34%.
It's essentially a free fall.
Yeah. Daily downloads dropped 13%, and the app completely lost its coveted number one spot.
What's fascinating here is the immediate beneficiary of that massive drop, because those users didn't just delete the app and, you know, throw their phones into the ocean.
Right. They still had to go to work.
Exactly. They still needed an AI assistant to do their work. So they went looking for an alternative. And that alternative was Claude, the AI built by Anthropic. In the span of just 48 hours, Claude leaped from being the number five app on the App Store straight to number one.
Which had never happened before, right?
Never. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this was the very first time a non-ChatGPT AI app had ever claimed that top spot. Sensor Tower reported a 420% increase in Claude's downloads and a 230% jump in their five-star reviews.
So it was just a complete mirror image of OpenAI's losses.
Precisely. One company's mass exodus was another company's gold rush.
To ground those abstract numbers in real human emotion, you just have to look at the user sentiment from that day. There was this one App Store review that went totally viral. It was highlighted really prominently in our sources. The user wrote, "I used ChatGPT for 2 years. But when a company sells ethics for money, I can no longer trust it. Claude is my home now."
Claude is my home now. That is such an intense thing to write about a piece of software.
Right. It wasn't about the interface being glitchy or the AI giving a bad recipe for dinner. It was a deeply personal reaction. People felt betrayed.
They did. The sources explicitly frame it as users voting with their feet. But to really understand why that specific App Store review carried so much weight and why it resonated with so many people, we have to rewind the clock a few weeks.
Back to early February.
Right, early February 2026. Because this is where the underlying ethics war actually began. The Pentagon didn't just approach OpenAI in a vacuum. They approached both OpenAI and Anthropic simultaneously. And they came with the exact same basic offer.
Provide your cutting-edge AI technology for advancing national security.
Exactly. That was the pitch to both of them.
But Anthropic had a very different foundation when it came to their corporate rules. They were founded by siblings Dario and Daniela Amodei. And from day one, they had established these very strict, non-negotiable red lines for their technology.
Yeah, the red lines are the crux of this whole thing.
According to our sources, two of the biggest red lines were, number one, no mass surveillance. And this was instituted specifically to protect global citizen privacy. And number two, no autonomous weapons. The goal there was to ensure that humans always maintain ultimate control over any lethal force.
So when the Pentagon came knocking and basically asked Anthropic to remove or adjust those specific restrictions for this contract, Anthropic deployed the immense power of the word no.
They just turned it down entirely.
They flat out refused the contract. Dario Amodei released a public statement that drew a massive line in the sand for the entire industry. He said, "We built Claude to help humans, not harm them. This is our red line, and no amount of money can change it."
Wow.
It was a definitive, unambiguous rejection of the Pentagon's terms. They left a massively lucrative government contract on the table to preserve their stated ethical boundaries.
And OpenAI's initial stance was quite different. It was essentially, yes, but. Sam Altman claimed in his February 28 blog post that OpenAI held the exact same red lines as Anthropic. He assured users that their technology wouldn't be used to harm people.
But the sources show that was only half the story.
Right, because when the details of the OpenAI contract eventually leaked to the press, it revealed a huge loophole. The contract actually included a clause for national security exception,
right,
which basically meant the Pentagon could bypass OpenAI's stated restrictions under certain specific circumstances.
That subtle contractual difference is the hinge this entire crisis swings on. Anthropic gave a hard no. OpenAI gave a conditional yes.
And the users noticed.
Oh, absolutely. The millions of people interacting with these tools daily completely understood the difference. They recognized that an exception to a rule means the rule isn't actually a red line at all. It is just a guideline.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the public pressure following the announcement and then the subsequent leak was so intense that Sam Altman had to do some major damage control. Just 3 days later, on March 2nd, he posted a very lengthy message on X,
which read almost like a confession.
It really did. He admitted that OpenAI had been, in his words, opportunistic and sloppy in their communications regarding the contract. But then he tried to defend the company's ethical stance, and he used a phrase that absolutely poured gasoline on the fire.
The phrasing here is so critical.
He wrote, "We're still committed to our red lines. Our definition of them is just different."
Different definitions.
Yeah.
That phrase is a monumental public relations nightmare when you are dealing with matters of global security and artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it doesn't really inspire confidence.
Not at all. Saying your definition is different when you get caught breaking a stated rule is a lot like telling a police officer you just have a different definition of the speed limit. It simply does not work.
Right. The cop is still going to give you a ticket.
Exactly. As one security analyst quoted in our sources pointed out, when a massive tech company says our definition is different, what they are really signaling to the public is that they are willing to bend the rules. And bending the rules was precisely what Anthropic had publicly and loudly refused to do.
And OpenAI tried to walk that statement back, right? to restore trust by releasing more details about how these exceptions were heavily monitored by ethics committees, but the damage to their public image was already done.
It was far too late.
And the leaked contract details themselves didn't exactly calm anyone down either. Our sources break down the leaked Pentagon deal into four key components. First was operational support. This meant OpenAI was building custom models for military intelligence analysis, field translation in combat zones, and high-level decision support systems.
Very hands-on applications.
Yeah. Second was research and development, specifically earmarked to advance national security. But wait, let me play devil's advocate for a second here. Isn't advancing national security something we generally want? Why was that specific phrasing such a massive red flag for the users who were uninstalling the app?
It comes down to the danger of vague language in legally binding agreements. Advancing national security is a notoriously broad phrase. It could mean optimizing logistics for supply trucks, which most people wouldn't object to.
Sure.
But it could also mean developing targeting algorithms for drone strikes. When you combine vague R&D goals with the third component of the leak, the national security exceptions, you create a very volatile mix for consumer trust.
Because those exceptions stated that the Pentagon could completely bypass normal prohibitions during what were called immediate and direct threats, right?
Yes, provided they got approval from an internal ethics committee. But the ultimate breaking point for the public was the fourth component of the contract. Confidentiality?
Right. Portions of this contract were heavily classified and legally could not be made public under any circumstances.
Which creates a massive transparency problem. If you look at it from the perspective of the average user, you're being asked to trust an AI company that claims its ethical red lines are firmly intact. But that same company is simultaneously hiding vast portions of a military contract behind top-secret classified clearance.
It's a massive contradiction.
It is. The critics and the users rightly asked, if your technology is truly ethical and you aren't crossing any lines, why does the contract need to be a secret?
And OpenAI argued it was simply a legal requirement of working with the Department of Defense, that it wasn't a deliberate choice to hide things.
But in the middle of a massive crisis of trust, that legal defense falls completely flat. People don't care about the bureaucracy. They care about what the AI is actually doing. And Anthropic saw this vulnerability and capitalized on it immediately.
They leaned right into it.
They did. They publicly declared that moving forward, every single government contract they signed would be 100% public.
Yeah.
No classified sections, no hidden exceptions whatsoever.
So Anthropic firmly plants their flag in the ground as the transparent alternative. But, you know, OpenAI and Anthropic don't exist in a vacuum. They are deeply tied to the biggest tech companies on Earth. How did the rest of Silicon Valley react to this bomb going off?
The industry ripple effect was immediate.
Because you can see how this one event sent a massive shockwave across the entire ecosystem. Suddenly, corporate ethics wasn't just a PR buzzword tucked away in some mission statement nobody reads. It was a must-have feature for financial survival.
Absolutely. We see Google practically rushing to the microphones to state that their AI, Gemini, would never, ever be used for autonomous weapons under any circumstances.
Yeah.
They wanted to distance themselves immediately.
And Microsoft's reaction is perhaps the most telling, right? Because they found themselves completely paralyzed.
Oh, Microsoft was in an impossible position. Think about where they stood. Microsoft is OpenAI's main investor and infrastructure partner. Their entire enterprise software suite is powered by OpenAI's models.
So they couldn't just throw them under the bus.
No, they couldn't exactly come out and condemn Sam Altman's choices because they rely on those lucrative government and enterprise contracts for revenue. But they also couldn't actively defend the Pentagon contract. The consumer backlash was so incredibly toxic that it was threatening to drag down Microsoft's broader stock valuation.
Talk about being stuck between a rock and a hard place.
They were caught in a brutal tug of war between enterprise revenue and consumer trust.
And Meta took a completely different approach from all of them. They saw a massive opening for their open source AI model, Llama. And for anyone who isn't deep in the coding world, open source basically means the underlying blueprint of the AI is entirely public.
Anyone can look at the code.
Exactly. Meta started aggressively promoting the idea that open source inherently guarantees transparency. Their marketing argument was essentially, you can't have secret military loopholes or hidden ethical exceptions if your code is sitting out in the open for any developer on Earth to audit.
It's a very compelling argument in a trust crisis.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just the mega corporations pivoting either.
Oh, right. The startups.
The small tech startups. The little guys who previously had absolutely zero chance of competing with OpenAI's massive computing power and financial war chest. They suddenly found a very real foothold in the market.
Because the game changed.
Right. They realized they didn't need to build a smarter AI to compete. They just needed to build a more transparent one. They began selling ethics as their core product feature, siphoning off thousands of disillusioned users who were leaving the major platforms.
And to really grasp the magnitude of this shift, we need to hear directly from the users themselves.
Right.
Like, why should you, the listener, care about a boardroom dispute over military contracts? Think about how you use AI for work right now.
It's deeply personal for a lot of people.
It is. Our sources include direct interviews with the everyday people who hit that uninstall button on February 28. And we pulled three specific user personas that perfectly illustrate this cultural shift. First, there's Sarah. She's a senior software developer.
A power user.
Total power user. She used ChatGPT every single day to help write and debug code. But when the news broke, she felt profoundly betrayed. Her main concern wasn't abstract at all. She explicitly stated she didn't want the code she was generating and feeding back into the system to be used, even indirectly, to build military weapons.
Sarah represents the professional user who suddenly realizes their daily mundane tool is actually part of a much larger, potentially lethal ecosystem. They didn't sign up to be defense contractors.
Exactly. Then you have the perspective of Ahmed. He's a university student. For him, the entire issue boiled down to one single concept: trust. His perspective was incredibly logical and analytical.
He looked right past the PR.
He told interviewers, look, if a tech company is willing to hide a major military contract behind strict confidentiality clauses, what else are they hiding about how they use my personal data? He switched to Claude purely because of Anthropic's commitment to 100% transparency.
For him, it wasn't about the AI being better at writing essays or answering questions. It was about knowing exactly what the company was doing behind closed doors.
Yeah, and the third perspective really highlights the broader societal impact. Maria, a high school teacher, she had been actively recommending ChatGPT to her students as an innovative research tool to help them learn.
Integrating it into the classroom.
Right. But after February 28, she felt she had to completely stop. She couldn't, in good conscience, recommend a tool to young teenagers that was simultaneously being customized for warfare and field intelligence.
It crossed a moral boundary for her.
Completely. And these aren't abstract philosophical debates happening in some university ethics class. These are real people looking at their own tech stacks, looking at the tools they rely on, and deciding that their personal values are entirely non-negotiable.
That realization is exactly why this event is so historic. For decades, the tech industry operated on the fundamental assumption that consumer convenience always wins. Social media companies routinely sold our user data, search engines tracked our every single move, e-commerce giants squeezed their warehouse workers, and we, as consumers, largely stayed put.
We complained, sure, but we didn't leave.
Right, because the platforms were simply too convenient to abandon. We assumed there was no viable alternative. But the AI landscape of 2026 proved that long-standing theory wrong.
Because the alternative was actually good.
Exactly. Claude was nearly as powerful as ChatGPT. The performance gap was totally negligible for the average person writing an email or summarizing a PDF. Mm-hmm. So when the friction of switching to a new app is low and the ethical divide between the two companies is vast, the consumer choice suddenly becomes incredibly easy.
So what does this all mean for you? When you look at your own phone today, at the specific apps you use every single morning, what is the ultimate lesson of the great ChatGPT exodus?
The big takeaway synthesized from all of these diverse sources is really threefold. First, trust is incredibly fragile. OpenAI spent years and billions of dollars building unparalleled brand loyalty. And one opaque government contract fundamentally fractured it overnight.
It takes years to build and a day to lose.
Exactly. Second, transparency in the AI era is no longer optional. It is strictly mandatory. Secret exceptions and classified clauses are a liability now, not a strategic advantage.
And the third takeaway.
Third, for the very first time in modern tech history, everyday users prove that they actually hold the power to force systemic change. The market is now clearly bifurcated. We have OpenAI positioning itself for enterprise, military, and high-performance dominance. And we have Anthropic capturing the massive, ethically conscious consumer market. We have entered an era where ethics is officially a competitive financial advantage.
It is just an amazing realization to think that simply hitting uninstall can actually change the trajectory of a multi-billion dollar global industry. But before we wrap up, we want to leave you with a final thought to mull over, something to explore on your own as you go about your day.
The great ChatGPT exodus showed us how easily we can switch apps when our trust in a company is broken. But think about where artificial intelligence is heading in the very near future. It is rapidly moving out of the smartphones in our pockets and becoming deeply physically integrated into the infrastructure of our world.
It's going to be everywhere.
Yes. AI is currently being embedded into our city traffic grids, our regional electrical networks, and even our hospital life support systems. So the question you really have to ask yourself is this: how easy will it be to vote with your feet then? If an infrastructure AI compromises on ethics in the future, will we still have the power to simply hit uninstall?
That is a chilling but entirely necessary question to be asking right now as this technology scales up. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, keep paying attention to the details, and never stop questioning the tools you rely on every single day. Until next time.